Hello, my loves. It's been a while since I posted an episode. Wow, it's been quite a journey. I'm not sure even where I left off, but I definitely feel the call to start sharing consistently on here. Because I myself am diving into some amazing podcasts about holistic wellness and spirituality, and it just reminds me how important it is to share my voice and share my experience. So here I am. So where do I even start? I mean, there's so much to share. Let me just start off by kind of summarizing a little bit of my spiritual journey and sharing where I am at now, because I feel that it's very beneficial. It can be very beneficial for those who are meant to hear this. So if you have listened to my awakening story, then you probably know kind of my background and how I started waking up and what led to my awakening. Usually it's just darkness that leads to it. Usually it's like you get pushed to the wall, like against the wall, and there's no way other than to just start waking up. So as I was waking up, I actually started demonizing the masculine energy. I was in a very silly way, like it's so immature, it's so ridiculous, but I was demonizing masculine energy because I was associating it with patriarchy and with toxicity. So I literally just assumed that masculinity is toxic. And it was, I guess, understandable because I just was so confused. And after certain traumas, it's kind of normal to assume certain things like that. Because in this society, in 3D, it is, it's very imbalanced, it's very distorted. You have distorted feminine, you have distorted masculine. But yeah, when I was waking up, I was just assuming that masculine is to blame. And so then I started activating a lot of codes within myself. I started activating the priestess, the twerk priestess, really rising in love with dance, with temple dance, with ancient movements. I started having a lot of different, well, mostly tribal fusion and a lot of twerk coming through me, just being activated. Cellular remembrance of being a temple dancer in other timelines, in past lives. And that has been amazing. And what happened after my awakening is that I went straight up frequency-wise. I started, raising my frequency. And it felt amazing, right? It felt amazing until I realized that I was disassociating. So I went down this spiritual path, like many people do, kind of diving into New Age. Then I moved on to more of a Christic community, the 12D community. I don't even know how else to call it, but you know, first I dove into New Age, where everything is one, right? People believe that we're all one in the New Age community. And then if you branch off to the Christic community, you begin to realize that it's not quite like that. But the thing with Christic community is that there's a lot of, I guess, judgment. Because people are trying to figure out what is finite and what is eternal. And there is that judgment of something that's finite. So there's just a lot of confusion in different branches and spectrums of spiritual communities. And I dove into all of that. So first I was dabbling with all the, oh, I'm a goddess, and calling on Lilith and calling on this and that and Kali and Sekhmet. And I was very confused. You know, I was kind of embracing the Dark Mother still, which I can definitely go deeper on later, maybe in a different episode. But this is just a quick summary of where I've been. So after my awakening, I just kind of started disassociating heavy from 3D, which is a natural thing to do after traumas, and after you see some light in the end of the tunnel, you just run towards that light. Fuck everything else, right? Like, you leave everything behind and you run once you feel just a ray of light. And that's what I did. I ran. I disassociated. And of course, I suppose that it was a good retreat. You know, it was good for me to kind of hide for some time from the world, and activate certain higher frequency codes within myself, higher dimensional things, you know, connect to higher stations of identity. And that's what I did. And as I was dabbling with New Age still, I felt a strong call to play around with being a stripper again. And that's what happened a year ago. For 1 month, I went to a strip club and I was a dancer. And this was the first time I was a stripper while also being conscious and awakened in a way. So it was definitely an interesting experience, which I believe was me retrieving certain aspects of my soul from that kind of industry and from that consciousness. Because if y'all know, yes, I was a stripper when I was 18 to when I was 20. I was a stripper, and I had my awakening shortly after. So it was me going to retrieve myself by experiencing being a stripper again. And then abruptly I stopped, and I was just, it was so strange, because as I was getting ready, whenever I would go there to the club to work, I would literally, like, there was a part of me that really did not want to go. And I was even crying. And then there was another part of me that wanted to go. So I'm still integrating what the hell happened and why I did that. But it's definitely something that led me to come out of the whole New Age thing. New Age community, and fully commit to one eternal source, to eternal, organic, living essence, right? And to really commit to clear anything finite. You know, that little strip club experience kind of scared me, because I am in a beautiful, loving relationship. And it could have been drastic for us, We stayed strong through it. It was hard, but we stayed strong through it, and we pushed through that hard time together. But it definitely scared me, and I was like, how could I do something so risky for my relationship? That is my relationship with my lover, with my partner, is eternal. It is eternal, and it is everything compared to a little strip club experience that is nothing compared to my relationship. So it's like, how can I do something so reckless? So I got scared of my own actions, and I committed fully to my organic essence, to my soul, to Mother, Father, God of eternal source, and I committed fully to clear all finite consciousness out of my body, all that is not organic. And that happened a year ago. So that happened last May of 2022. That's what happened. And so in the summer, I started diving into, and you know, the whole spiritual thing, the whole my introduction of my spiritual journey that happened from 2018 to last year until I fully committed, it was like a blurry, like going back and forth kind of thing, like very confused. And when I finally committed, fully committed to clearing out all finite stuff out of myself and fully committed to serving my organic essence, my highest power, that's when shit started getting real. Like, that's when I actually started receiving guidance on, you know, okay, what to do next on my spiritual journey, what I actually need to do. Because before that, when I was just like in this blurry, like new age puddle, I don't know, this blurry new age cloud, I was confused. I was extremely confused and ungrounded. And I was very resistant to actually facing my, challenges. Like, yes, I did a lot of shadow work, but I was disassociating a lot. So as soon as I committed to Mother, Father, God, it just started clicking. I just started receiving guidance on what needs to be done, and basically last summer, I started seeing that I have been disassociating, and that was just seeing the surface of it. Okay, like, oh wow, I'm disassociating a lot. And then I also started realizing that I had no foundation, I had no structure, I was seeing how blurry I was. It's like there was a constant veil, and I did not have any anchor, any groundedness. And then I started realizing, it was a very difficult realization, is that I have to go back into 3D, which sounds ridiculous because, like, yeah, I'm still in 3D either way. It's not like I went to 5D for 2 years and then I had to come back. Like, yeah, but I'm saying that my focus, I was disassociating from the fact that I was still in 3D. Okay, so the whole new age blurry cloud consciousness that I was in, I was really like, I was scared of the world. And I had severe anxiety, which was still, you know, left over from the trauma, from all the traumas. But I was hiding from the world. And so last year in the summer, like after my commitment, all this stuff started becoming clear to me about how much I was disassociating. And I started being real with myself that, first of all, honey, you're still on this planet in a human body, and you have to face reality. You have to face what's going on, because that is how you're actually going to be able to serve your purpose. You can't serve your purpose if you are delusional of where you are. You know, that's risky behavior. Like, honey, if you are disassociating and you are not fully coherent of where you are, I don't know how you're gonna serve your purpose and your mission. So that was a very hard realization for me, having to kind of come back to reality in a way. And you know, it was easy to disassociate. It would be easy to just keep going up dimensionally, right? And to keep just going kind of out of the body, because then you don't feel as much pain of being a human on this planet. And you can just keep, you know, connecting to your highest stations of identity. Oh, I'm a fairy, or I'm a dragon, or I'm a cat, you know, all these fun things. And completely forget why the fuck you're here. You know, it's great that you have all these, you know, higher stations of identity. That's great. But do you remember why you're actually here on this planet? I know it's super hard to face. I know. Nobody wants to do that. Yet here we are. You know, and that's how I had to start speaking to myself. Because I realized that I can't build anything without a foundation, and the foundation is in the root, it's in the physical. And I was disassociated from the physical, you know? So that's all the stuff that started coming up for me as, like, literally right after I committed to serving my highest power of eternal source. And, you know, a lot has happened. I actually attended a amazing course with Avatara Ananda. I love her. She's not for everyone, and I'm not bragging. Okay, maybe I'm bragging a little bit. But I just, you know, there are certain people that you have to, not everyone understands them, and because they're offering very particular kind of codes that not a lot of people want to face. So me, you know, being committed to facing all the finite stuff that I need to clear out of my body, I joined her course back in autumn. It was so eye-opening, to the point where I had to integrate it for some time. And after the class, for some time, I kind of, you know, did not know how to be in this world, just because she was sharing some stuff that has happened on this planet. And everything resonated and everything made sense, and it was not rainbows and sunshine, as you can probably understand. So yeah, for maybe a month and a half, 2 months, it was hard for me. I did not know how to communicate with other people, because it felt like no one understands, because everyone is distorted. And this is just my, okay, like, I don't blame anyone, I don't blame Avatara, like, this is my human trying to process what happened on this planet, and I'm not even touching the surface, because I'm not yet in a place to be able to face all these memories yet. I'm literally just building my foundation right now, and that's why it's so important to build your foundation. So yes, like I mentioned, for some time I was figuring out how to be in this world, I felt like I felt fear. I felt fear from the finite beings. I felt fear of what the finite beings can do, and you know, oh, they can attack at any moment, or the air is full of chemicals, there are chemicals everywhere, you know, just like this kind of spiral, going down this spiral and not knowing how to be, until I had to pull myself out. I mean, I just had to pull myself out. Like, I literally just wanted to run away into the cave somewhere and just like not face anything. Until I finally pulled my ass out of there. And I pulled myself out by asking and by talking to myself this way. Okay, Marus, I understand. These beings are creating this and this. Okay. And you, by constantly thinking about it and thinking about what they are creating, you are actually contributing to what they're creating. So let me ask you this. What are you creating? What are you creating? Fuck what they are doing. What are you here to do? And me questioning myself like that snapped me out of that, I don't know what that was, of that like weird place I was in. It snapped me out, it pulled me out, and I started tapping into what I'm here to do. And it definitely grounded me deeper than ever before. So I had to, you know, I had to go through that. I had to face those things. I had to kind of go through that unknown of not knowing how to be in this world and having to go through that self-questioning until I got to the point where, wow, like, what am I creating? And that really grounded me. And also, what I didn't mention is that by, you know, when I realized that I had to go into 3D kind of and face what was left, what I left in 3D before flying off into higher dimensions, I actually started working. I worked at a restaurant in the past, since summer. I worked in a restaurant, and then I worked in this call center. I hated it, but I had to do it in order to see what's going on with my foundation. Why do I have cracks in my foundation? And you know, a lot of stuff comes up. Still got a clear anxiety. I'm literally seeing how I give my power away, like, to people. It is the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing is that I watch myself make myself small in order not to trigger others. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, and right now it is so strong, it comes up so clear before my eyes, I'm literally done. Like, everything is about to change, because I just can't keep doing that. My partner and I moved from California back to Maryland a few weeks ago, and we are in the DMV. This is where we actually met. This is where we went to high school. So this is kind of like our American home in a way. We're both foreign. We're both from outside the country. But Maryland and VA, well, mostly Maryland, is kind of like our American home. So yeah, we're back. And this is another representation of us actually choosing to build our foundation. It's like we made the difficult yet the right choice to stop disassociating, to kind of put a pause on this rainbow flying higher dimension energy and to actually go into the dark roots and see what the cracks are in the foundation and actually build a strong foundation. And that includes financial stability, financial freedom, wealth, groundedness, And now that I'm actually like, it's like I dove into my roots, I'm seeing that I need to claim my masculine energy back because I completely turned it off a while ago. Well, not completely, but honey, it was bad. It was bad. And I'm very fiery. But after certain traumatic experiences, I turned the fire off because it felt like I was being punished by being fiery and by being confident and by being outspoken and by being crazy. So I turned it off, and now that I enjoyed my time in the higher dimensions, now I'm back in my roots, building my foundation, and I'm fully claiming my masculine energy so that I can build my divine union within of my feminine and my masculine. So there's a lot going on. That's the main thing that I wanted to share, that I used to demonize my masculine energy. I used to demonize masculinity, period. And now I'm realizing how vital it is. I need my fire. I need my masculine energy to create. You need both polarities to create in the neutral point. So there was a lot of clearing of the feminine as well. Last summer, I started facing the Dark Mother. Dark Mother is an AI clone of our cosmic eternal mother. So the Dark Mother is an AI. It's artificial. She birthed demons, and she drains, and she's a black hole. Whereas our cosmic primordial, the real mother, you know, the real dark mother, is actually, she is everything. She is nothing. She is everything. She is the sound field. That's just what I know so far. Like, I'm literally just scratching the surface. So I had to face a lot of distortions that I had, and you know, I'm happy that I've been clearing it, and that's why I started working in the 3D also, because how else would I know that I have had these weird ass programs of manipulation and seduction of men? And I'm still working on it, but like, damn, I cleared some debris up. When I worked at the call center, some stuff came up of me like wanting to be the baddest and wanting all men to drool over me and using like this like subconscious manipulation and seduction. It's not cute. It's not cute. It's not eternal. It's not organic. And also, I'm not talking about being all like weird, the weird pure like prudent or whatever. No, because the seductress is just a distortion. The manipulation is just a distortion of something eternal. So we have to face these distortions and these weird ass programs within us to retrieve the true original code that is pure, erotic, and there's no need for manipulation because it's so powerful. So I'm really excited to meet the Primordial Mother. I know it's not like something light. It's not something to be taken lightly. But I'm just saying that I'm excited because again, the finite beings cannot create anything on their own. They can only copy and clone the original code. So if you see something so attractive to your ego, right? To the negative ego. Just imagine how much more potent the original code of that distortion is. What did they clone to create this? How much more attractive and real and raw the original code is? Just think about that. And now all of a sudden the manipulative consciousness is not as appealing, right? So this is why we really need to get strong. We need to build our foundations. We need to work on our bodies. We need to get strong and flexible, constantly better ourselves and our wellness so that we can be strong enough to go into these dark places and retrieve our souls, retrieve aspects of our souls, retrieve our essence. Because there's nothing that the finite beings created that was not cloned from our original coding. So, babes, yeah, there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do, and I'm so excited that I'm actually leaning into the resistance now. I'm not running away. I'm back here building my foundation. And just so much is coming up, so much, y'all. I just wanted to pop on here and share this. Let's get this popping. Let's get this consistent, okay? I think I'm gonna do this once a month for now. I'm so glad that, you know, this was a very spontaneous episode. I'm driving right now, and I was just like, grab your phone and record, okay? It's time. So I'm going to be doing this once a month. I will see y'all next time. Meow. And I just wanted to add a few things. So, about the masculine and the feminine and the actual need for the masculine, right? So, the feminine is like soil. And the feminine is like this vast eternal ocean, and you can create anything out of her. Anything. She's the cosmic womb. Now, the masculine is the fire, and it is the structure. So you need the shape. You need to shape this water into something, right? To materialize it. And that's why masculine energy is so important. So, yeah, that's what I'm focusing on. That's what I'm really, figuring out how to build my structure and how to build such a foundation that my tree of life will not crumble, that my tree of life will be eternal and stable and create generational wealth and, financial abundance, wealth, and wellness, wealth. So, the foundation and the structure is extremely important, y'all.